Sandra, come on back. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good to see you.
Yes, good to see you.
Come on in. I'm Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I'm filling in for McKean today.
Okay.
Have a seat for me. So you saw McKean at a dinner talk, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So what did McKean say at the dinner talk that made you want to schedule an appointment today?
Oh, there were several different things. Uh-huh. She said about medication.
Yeah.
She said about different people getting on to medication. Mm-hmm. It's a various of medication. It's,
right.
And me, I killed them all.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. Well, let's start off from day one to day two, and I'll tell you what I want to stay here for, if y'all accept me.
Okay, go ahead.
One, I'm unable to lose weight, no matter how much I try. I started walking, swimming, aerobics, but it's hard for me because of my feet started hurting. Mm. I'm assuming neuropathy.
Okay.
But I went to a different doctor who was giving me shots. I stopped that.
Okay. And do you know what the shots were?
Yeah, it's the same basic shot that everybody gets for... He never said it was neuropathy.
Okay.
Okay. That's another thing with that Dr. Dorkin. Okay. He didn't say it was neuropathy.
Okay.
So that's why he was giving me the shots. I had the same shot when I was a little girl playing baseball, got my foot stuck underneath the base.
And was it a cortisone shot?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And it didn't work then. It didn't work now. So I realized cortisone does not work.
Yeah, and it makes your blood sugar go up.
Oh boy, does it. Mm-hmm. Up to 6, 7.
Yeah. Okay.
I couldn't get it down. I was really scared because I couldn't get it down.
Now you know why.
Mm-hmm.
All right, keep going. Okay. So, unable to lose weight, and mostly this is what I heard you say, regardless of how much exercise you do, but the exercise you can't do a lot of because your feet start hurting.
Well, I took Advil, Tylenol.
Okay.
I do about 2 laps.
Okay.
Every morning if I can, but I'm here this morning.
Okay.
So no laps.
And laps, how big are the laps? Is it like a traditional track lap or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
okay. So half a
it's
mile.
It's around a stadium.
Okay.
A little stadium for the
okay.
kids.
All right. So about half a mile probably. Mm-hmm. It's a standard track.
I don't know. I get my Pikachus.
Okay.
And then usually, what is a kilometer?
Well, it's 1,000 meters, and there's like 1,600 meters in a mile about. So you're about half a mile, maybe a little more than that.
Because I have to do to crack my eggs. I can't
I've
crack
never them. Played that game, but my kids play that game.
Yes. Read it. Well, these days just go in there and say, okay, how much are your eggs? Oh, there's some are 4, some are 5
uh-huh.
kilometers, some are 2, mostly 2.
Okay.
But I get a 5 and a 6 once in a while.
Good for you.
And I gotta crack them.
Well, that's a fun game to play while you're walking, right?
Yes, it is. And it
good.
Keeps me going.
Uh-huh. All right, well, whatever it takes, right?
And my next door neighbor, she does aerobics Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. The first time I went, very first time I went, the water is too warm.
Mm-hmm.
But I started sweating in the water because I was perspiring mm-hmm. continuously. You don't put your head in the water.
Right.
And you're perspiring. I've had menopause. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I'm still on it.
Okay.
Because I don't really have...
You had a hysterectomy?
Oh, yes. Because I've had a pain. Come to find out, the pain is still there.
Tell me about that. What do you mean the pain is still there?
It's still there. It's here on the side.
Uh-huh.
It's continuous. It's... I've realized it's because of constipation.
Okay.
Okay.
So
and
it's on the right side.
It's always on here.
Yep, okay.
Always. It lives there 24/7. Constipation is one of my main things. I decided to try to go vegan, but I only like their meatballs and I only like like their fish and their chicken. And salads are good for me. I eat it with it. But I have a husband that loves meat.
Okay. And why isn't your husband here with you today?
He doesn't believe in it.
Oh.
So yeah, we'll have problems. I will have to cook still 3 meals a day. Three meals a day is like, he loves salads too.
Uh-huh.
But no, he will not eat unless he has his meat on the table. And his son, he has raised his son in the same way. So my son is handicapped.
Mm-hmm.
I took a CNA course to take care of him at home.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm his CNA.
Okay.
That's how I get my money.
Okay.
Without him, I get no money.
Okay.
That's just basic, dumb, straight down.
Well, I mean, I think that's good. You found a way to make a living, essentially, by taking care of your son instead of paying somebody else to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty...
A lot of people want me to get off of it because I'm stuck in the house with him.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to leave the house. He plays 24/7 games. Since he can't walk, he has a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm.
He's self-sufficient.
Uh-huh.
If I decide to say, stop, there's no harm or damage in there.
Right.
He can make microwave food. He can do what he wants. He gets in his little cart. He can go and get groceries if he wants to.
Right.
But I have spoiled him to a point where, okay, let's go. Let's go to the store with it, and he'll pick out his own clothes, his own stuff, the own things. But he can do his own. If I stop, believe me, he will start.
I'm sure he will. So let's talk about your spouse. So spouse, it's really important for spouse to be here and to support you.
He will never do that.
Okay. So,
One, he works 7 days, he works 5 days a week. He has had a heart attack. He will not stop. He will not stop. I already tried. The doctor told me he needs to lower his salt.
Uh-huh.
He needed to lower down the meat. And of course, you know how men are. They will say, yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as he gets home, no.
But I don't really care that he does anything. But the main reason that we have him come here is that he would support you in doing things. Meaning, like, he doesn't really have to do anything, but he just needs to be there morally for you and emotionally there for you and support this program.
I will not have his support. Because he wants his meats.
Mm-hmm.
He wants his food. He has tried.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. But he can't come. He works from 3 o'clock in the morning. He has to go to work at 3. Sometimes he gets home at 5 or 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then his feet, because of his surgery,
mm-hmm.
his feet hurt so much, the first thing he does is go to rest for a little bit. Nobody bothers.
Okay, so this is the predicament that I'm in. Is any time that I've ever done this without the spouse,
mm-hmm.
I spend an hour going over your case. And if I decide to accept you, typically when we get to the end, then you say, I need to go home and talk to my spouse about it.
There's no I talk to my spouse.
Okay.
It's got to be me.
Okay.
If he was dead, who would you have then?
Well, if he was dead, then I wouldn't have anybody to worry about sabotaging you at home.
Well, like I said, if it's not him, it's my son. So
mm-hmm.
I give him cereal in the morning. If he wakes up, he doesn't really wake up till 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm in the afternoon.
Right.
So I don't know. Yeah. He stays up all night.
Okay. So if you can assure me that you're not going to involve your spouse in the decision of moving forward if I take your case, then I'll continue to see if I think that you're a good
fit. You can never get him.
Okay.
I can ask him, but you will never get him because, one, he works, you're off on the weekends.
So let me ask you this. If you had cancer or something that was life-threatening, would he come?
No. He would not come, honestly.
Okay.
He believes and he's got to survive on his own.
Uh-huh.
He's got to take his own life in his hands.
Okay. So are you comfortable making this decision without him?
Yes.
Okay. So let's move forward.
Okay.
All right. So let's get to... So some of the other symptoms. So pain in your feet, you already talked to me about that. Tingling in your hands, both hands. Mm-hmm. And is it every morning when you wake up, or does it happen at other times during the day?
Every morning when I get up, but I'm starting to do stuff like mm-hmm. work out in the garden, mm-hmm. Take care of the plants, feed myself, take care of my animals. I'm pretty much a mom. Sometimes they cramp, like before I got here.
Yeah.
I was driving, it closed.
Oh, and, interesting.
And I had no choice.
Okay.
But just drive with the sand. And sometimes this one goes down, so you have to get up. It okay. has to wake up.
Okay. And then you also have back spasms?
Yeah, every time I go to sleep. I can't. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes for me to find the perfect spot.
Okay. What is this? I can't read. I don't know. Maybe I just don't know what it is. A Vive or an IBU, ibuprofen?
Yes.
Oh, a leave.
A leave. I'm sorry.
Got it.
A leave.
A leave.
I take one a day if it works. And if it didn't work that day, I go back to ibuprofen.
Okay. Got it. And that's for the pain in your feet and your back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I used to have some other medication, but I don't want to go back to it anymore.
What was it?
Oh, that's the trouble.
You don't remember? Okay. Was it prescription?
Yes.
Okay.
It was a small itty bitty little pill, but it knocked me out for the whole day.
Oh yeah, that's not good. So let me ask you, your health goals are to lose weight and stop the pain. Anything about the medications or diabetes or anything else that would be a goal for you?
The diabetes?
Mm-hmm.
If I lose weight, I'll lose less of my medication and my diabetes. This I am aware.
Some may
but
say.
But I have never been able to lose weight.
I see. Okay. So I'm going to give you a little bit of background about that. Because right now, you're in a situation where you're taking insulin, right?
Yeah, the Novolog.
Okay. So you're
it's
on.
It's Novolog, not Humalog.
It's Novolog, okay.
Novolog.
So you're on Novolog, and this insulin is a fat-storing hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So it makes you gain weight. It makes you store fat. And so you're in this catch 22, like you need to lose weight, but the medication that you're on makes you gain weight. And so it's this circle that you're on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
You mean it's not my food?
Well, it could be your food, but you have to look at it at a deeper level. So I know that when you're diagnosed with diabetes, they tell you you need to lose weight and exercise. Right?
Yeah,
and then your diabetes will get better. But what they don't tell you is that there are underlying causes to why you have diabetes that are actually separate than the weight gain. So we have to look at why are you gaining weight, first of all, and then also why do you have diabetes? So everybody that has diabetes has their own reasons for being diabetic. So we have to look at all of those and explore what are those root causes. So we have to look at the liver function. We have to look at your adrenal gland function. So your adrenal glands are two small glands that sit on top of your kidneys, and they help the body balance blood sugar. They help you produce all of your sex hormones, so estrogen, progesterone, testosterone. They also communicate with your brain, and they tell your brain when to produce cortisol and how you can have energy all throughout the day. Okay, so we have to look at that, because when your adrenal glands aren't functioning properly, then you can't balance your blood sugar properly. And then you start to lose your circadian rhythms, which is the first sign of dementia. Okay, and actually they have named or termed Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. So then we also have to look at your digestive system. Your digestive system plays a huge role with diabetes. So if you have infections in your digestive system, even though you may not have cramping and a fever like a traditional infection, you can have the body raise blood
Maybe
sugar.
Maybe that's the fever that I get with the menopause.
Could be. And it also could be that your liver isn't functioning well, because your hormone clearance pathways, like your body has to clear out hormones. And when those pathways aren't working, we start having hot flashes, because that's one of the body's ways of detoxing, is to produce sweat, make you hot and to start sweating, because it's got to get that out somehow, right? So your detoxification pathways probably are not working properly, which is a huge deal with diabetes. So digestion, food sensitivities, and infections will make your blood sugar go up. And it doesn't matter how much you exercise. It's not going to get your blood sugar down. It's not going to allow you to lose weight. We have to handle those infections. I had a gentleman who I did a stool test, and he had 5 infections in his GI tract. No symptoms. He had staph infection. He had H. pylori infection. He had a couple of parasites. It's a mess. And he had a liver issue. But once we fixed all of that, he was non-diabetic. No meds. Okay? So understanding that we have to find the root cause of the problem. Because I don't care how much weight you lose. If you have food sensitivities and infections and an adrenal problem, you're still going to have major health issues. And your diabetes probably is not going to go away, even if you lose weight. Okay? But all of these things are help making it very, very hard, if not impossible, for you to lose weight. Okay? So we have to look at all of those things and every single person as an individual so that they can reverse their diabetes. This medication that you're on is just pushing down the symptoms. And the more symptoms that you get, the more medication that you get to push those symptoms down so that you are just managing this disease and you're not reversing it.
Okay.
Get it?
Makes sense.
Okay. All right. So tell me what doesn't make sense to you so that I can just make sure that, because it's different probably than a lot of the things that you've maybe been taught, especially getting your CNA and all of that stuff.
Oh, the CNA, they just keep telling me that as long as you're okay, Sandra, your son will be fine.
Well, of course.
That's it.
Yeah. All right. So tell me what some of the things that maybe you don't understand so I can paint a picture so you do understand.
You just pointed out the main thing, the insulin.
Yeah. So that's kind of what stuck with you, right?
Yeah.
You're in a situation, a vicious cycle, where you're trying to lose weight, but you keep putting in fat-storing hormone.
Yeah, and then my hunger, oh, it's a beaut. I think it's more, I don't have anything to do after I take care of my son.
Yeah.
And going back in and out and in and out. Going walking, doing, drinking a lot of water.
Uh-huh. You get bored.
Yeah. And so I'm here watching TV, waiting for my son to wake up. So that's why I found other things to do.
Yeah.
I go with my friends here and there, whatever, whatnot. So I won't be stuck in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Clean. See, after I clean the kitchen, it's still not 1 o'clock. That's me still not gonna get up today. Last night I told him, I'm going to go see the doctor. I am tired. I'm tired of being this way. And my daughter, you'll never see her. She is about
1 year
honestly told me her weight. She was born a diabetic, apparently.
She was born a diabetic?
Yes.
She had type 1?
I didn't see it. I didn't see it. All I saw was a chunky little girl that I had running around chasing me everywhere.
Uh-huh.
And believe me, and I couldn't stop her eating her junk food. I would fall asleep too deeply. And she was breastfeeding. And if I was deep sleep and she didn't get her breast milk, I have about 10 shirts that were ripped. And so sometimes I would be able to sleep like this. I didn't care if I went to bed or not.
Right.
I fell asleep like this because they gave me 2-3 shots to try to dry me up. But she would like gently, gently, eventually get underneath me. It got bad. It got so bad that I was taped. I told, tape me. I don't care what you do. Tape me.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how you're going to make it back? I don't care. I'll rip it off and put more tape on me. I'll do something. She was 3 years old. She was still breastfeeding. And I was hiding. I would leave the house so she wouldn't. And she goes, Mommy, I'm hungry. Here's a cup. she'd look at the cup and she's like, cup. Yes, cup. You're going to get the cup or else. Right now, she is 3 times bigger than me. This is my dog. She's the same medication.
How old is she?
27.
Yeah, she's young.
She's 27 years old. I told her, if I find a way to lose my weight, I'm not as big as her. Because she walks more than I do. She struggles. She's
on the same insulin that you're on?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. How long has she been on that?
They put her, I'm going to say about 3 to 4 years now, maybe more.
Oh, that's too bad.
She is trying vegan, lettuce. The vegan food, the whole thing. But her husband is a truck driver.
Mm-hmm.
You'll never see him. He's not only in bed, he's on the road.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the doctor says that he is not fat.
Mm-hmm.
He has gained weight because he's a truck driver.
Yeah.
I have seen it, but the doctor says, man, you sure are strong. You're a very strong man. I don't see no weight off you. I mean, you could go again, driving trucks.
Hmm.
But he loves walking. He loves jogging. But again, I told her flat out, if I can find something in Texas that these people has helped me.
Oh, where does she live?
She lives in Crowley,
mm-hmm.
In Fort Worth. Mm-hmm. Crowley, Fort Worth.
All right. I moved here from Dallas.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm from Texas. I grew up there.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, I would have never found you there.
All right. So you're also on HCTZ, the hydrochlorothiazide?
Half a tablet, because I believe that those two, for the high blood pressure,
mm-hmm.
and this one,
mm-hmm.
was causing me to cramp.
Oh, it probably. What are you on for high blood pressure?
I took it off.
They took
me off of it.
Do you know what you were on?
Give me some names and I'll give you the name.
Lisinopril. It's what typically people are on.
I got rid of that about 5 years ago.
Oh, okay. They still put everybody on that.
I got rid of it.
Okay.
They went to different medications.
All right. So it's not really relevant, but I'll just put that you were on it. Okay.
A long time.
So you're adopted?
Yes, and I found out at 55.
My dad's adopted also. You found out that you were adopted at 55? You didn't know?
I was 50, I'm 56 now.
Uh-huh. And no. You didn't know you were adopted the whole time?
No, I have a mean sister-in-law.
Oh, and then she told you?
She's been trying to tell me for the last 7 years.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't listen to her. It was none of her business if I was or wasn't.
Right.
And I had people that would beat me up at school.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand why. Why they didn't like me.
Yeah.
And then this lady would come up to me and wait for me and said, hi, how are you doing? I go, fine. Who are you? You know.
Was it your mom?
It was my real mom. But I didn't know.
Have you been in communication with her?
She died.
Aww.
And my brother died. He got hit by a little car. He was a little boy, apparently.
Oh, wow.
And my mom, she was trying to give him to my dad and my mom, but my grandmother, apparently, was too old to take care of both of us.
Oh, I see.
So, he died. But I don't know if there's any more siblings.
Oh, wow.
They said there was another girl, but who knows?
My dad will not find out. He's like, nope, I'm good. Don't, if you know, do not tell me I'm good. I don't want to know.
Yeah,
I'm like, even for your health history, you don't want to know?
No.
Like, nope, I don't care. I don't care. Don't tell me. All right, good. Okay, so let's talk about if I was to take you as a patient, what are your top 3 goals that you want to achieve by coming here?
Stop the pains in my hands and my feet, mm-hmm. lose weight. I've tried every kind of foods.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know what else to give up.
Well, maybe it's not that you have to give up something. Maybe it's we need to find the cause of what's going on with you so that we apply the right therapy and then you get good results. Okay? So decrease the pain in your hands and feet. You want to lose weight. How much weight do you want to lose?
60 pounds, if God's willing.
Okay.
I'd like to be 120, my original weight.
All right. How long has it been since you were 120?
Is that a trick question?
No.
How long has it been since I've been 120? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
18 or 16.
All right. So 60 pounds is quite a lot of weight to lose in a time period that I would be working with you in the short term. Mm-hmm. So I think that we can put that on there as a goal, but I think 30 pounds would be more of a better like short-term goal, because 60 seems kind of far away. But if we meet the 30 goal, then you just have to go a little bit further for the 60. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would you be happy if you lost 30 pounds?
I'd be happy to lose any pound.
Okay.
Any pound. I've been 100 and I think it's 98 or 189, like forever. Like I said, swimming, walking, Zumba.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so I don't love putting weight loss as a goal, but I'm gonna let you put it as a goal because I don't want us to get overly attached to the number on the scale, okay? There's a few reasons why I say this, because I've had patients who come in, clothes are falling off of them, they have to get new clothes, but the weight on the scale hasn't moved very far. So let's say they've lost 10 pounds, but they have to get down like 2 or 3 sizes in clothes, and they're pissed off.
That's why I got these.
Well, I just don't want you to get too like obsessive about the scale, because we as women do that. And we start to not see the other great benefits that we're getting, and some of the weight loss and the decrease in size, because we're so fixated on the scale.
I just realized something right now.
What?
I fed my son. My husband, he's got a bad habit of when he cooks something early in the morning, he leaves it there, and he only left about this much, mm-hmm. and I took my insulin shot.
Are you feeling like you have low blood sugar?
I am hungry.
Do you want me to get you a Lara bar?
A what?
It's like a little protein bar.
I'll take anything.
Let me go get it real quick for you.
I just realized that.
Well, I don't want you to pass an hour. Hold on, I don't want you to pass an hour. But it'll help you. So cashew, coconut, apple, chocolate, or carrot cake?
I'll try carrot cake. I love chocolate, but peanut butter. That's another bad habit.
I think I ate the chocolate peanut one out there. Okay.
Are you sure you eat chocolate?
I'm positive. It's dates in there. But it'll raise your blood sugar. And you're not allergic to nuts, are you?
No.
Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure that you are going to have a healthy relationship with this weight goal.
Okay.
That doesn't seem very promising. I'm fine with you putting on there that you lose 30 pounds, but I just want you not to be too fixated with the exact number. And we can also look at, because I'm not giving you anything to make you lose weight. There's no magic pill, there's no magic supplement, there's no magic medication that's gonna do that. But I'm going to evaluate your body to understand what's causing you to gain weight and what's causing you to have diabetes, and we're gonna work at that level. it's slower than you taking a pill or starving yourself for weight loss, but we're fixing the underlying mechanisms so that it's a long-term fix and not a short-term fix.
No, I understand that.
Okay. You're good with that?
I'm good with that.
Okay, because this is not like a weight loss program. Almost every person loses weight, but I'm not doing anything to make you do that besides fixing all the underlying problems.
Oh, yes. I forgot one thing.
Uh-huh.
That's the problem.
Oh, you can't swallow. Do you need water? Let me go get you water. You have water?
About 4 years back, I realized I won't choke. I can breathe through this process that I'm going through. So never panic. I can still breathe. Mm-hmm. It just gets stuck.
Interesting. Do you have a thyroid issue?
I have never been tested.
Okay.
My husband has thyroid. You can see my voice is going
I see that. Are you sure you don't need water? Let me get you some water.
Okay.
Okay.
It just gets, everything I eat gets stuck. Everything I eat gets stuck. Get this one.
So
because it's
that's a big one, and it could be related to your thyroid, and that's one of the things that helps regulate blood sugar, also helps you with weight loss. So we got to look at that. I mean, that's a huge deal.
Thank
better
you.
You're welcome.
I will choke. Yes. I but I'll just sit there. Eventually it won't go down. I have to go to the restroom, throw it up.
Are you serious?
Yes, or I'll be driving around. My husband gets, he wants a donut, and I don't want a donut because I'm not hungry. But if you have it there, what does you do?
Mm-hmm.
You eventually, an hour later, you'll pick at it.
Well, you have to be, if I'm going to take you as a patient, you have to be very strong about that because you cannot have donuts.
Oh, well then I have no issues.
Okay.
Because he's the one that has once in a while your health craving. A while back, I used to have a bad craving for donuts. But when I started throwing them up, because I couldn't make them go down.
Yeah.
You can't make bread
and
stuff go down. Like this, I can't make it go down. And you'll see me just...
Well, I don't want you throwing up.
I'll just say goodbye. I'll be right back.
Okay. So, what is your third goal? One of the things that I see that...
I want to stop. Like, if it's chicken, or deep fried chicken, my husband has a tendency to go get some chicken strips.
Mm-hmm.
It won't go down. I'm sorry. You can't make it go down.
Okay.
It'll get stuck right there, and that's it. I have to go to the restroom. I have to let it out.
Okay. So what's your third goal?
Stop doing that crap.
Okay, we're going to put that as four because there's something that's a bigger picture here that I think you're missing that's really important. Like to get off these meds?
Yes, if I could get off the meds, it'll be wonderful.
Okay.
I mean...
How many units of insulin are you taking a day?
I'm taking 45 in the morning, 45 at night. Well, when I eat. They've never taught me this.
Mm-hmm.
I know early in the morning I have to take 45. And then I can eat. If it goes down.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if it's cereal, if it doesn't matter if it's milk, it doesn't matter if it's a drink of water or coffee. Sometimes it's going down. Sometimes.
Man, that's a daily thing for you.
Yeah, that's a daily. And I wait. When I eat in the afternoon, I usually have soup because it goes down so good.
I can see that. Yeah.
I cheat. I don't want to have bread. I don't want to have anything to do with bread, technically. Because it won't go down. Or anything that's breaded, it won't go down.
Okay. So it looks here like you have low energy as well. Is that right?
Yep. And if I go to sleep, that's it. That's gone for the day.
Okay.
And I force myself to stay up.
All right. On a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being like super high levels of energy, where would you say that you are? On a scale of 0 to 10. 10 being like great energy.
There's no great energy.
Okay, so where are you? Are you like
I'm mostly
3,
sleeping.
4, 5?
I am sleepy. Right now, I am sleepy.
Okay.
I want to go to bed.
All right, I think maybe if you want to go to bed, that's probably like a 3 or a 4. Would you would like to see that energy increase?
Yeah, if I can have it, yeah.
Yeah.
I would love to have it. I didn't know this was so sticky.
Sorry about that. I didn't know you had a swallowing problem.
I'm sorry. I forget about it on a daily basis.
You have sexual difficulty on here. What is that?
I don't want any.
Okay, so no desire. No libido.
I give it to him because he wants it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But you don't really ever think about it on your own? Or
I used to. When I first moved here, I had it too much in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
Massively on my mind. Massively.
Okay.
My mind. And it went away one day. I already had my hysterectomy prior to it.
Okay.
Gone, it's gone.
How long have you been married?
34 years. Okay. Oh, wait a minute. I lied. I've been married with this man. I'm sorry. I also like to break my mind on that. I don't like to think about it. He's a really good man. Have any urges.
Okay.
My son is 23 years old. I planned him. So I'm thinking 24 years.
Okay. You have a previous history of cancer. What cancer was that?
Cervix. It's gone.
Is that why they did the hysterectomy?
No. They just
took the part out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then I had my son.
Okay.
And I was wanting these pains to go away. Since I was a little girl, my dad used to get pads. He felt so sorry for me. I hate cold, heat, pads to make the pain go away.
Have you always been constipated?
24/7. My mom used to give me enemas. God, since I was a small child. But then she would let me have breads, pastas.
Mm-hmm. And you have a history of having an ulcer?
Ulcer?
Yeah, you put past. No ulcer?
No.
Okay.
I must have read that wrong.
All right, so on a scale of 0 to 10, how motivated are you to achieve these goals?
Let's put it this way. I prefer to be dead than continue.
Okay. So on a scale of 0 to 10, with 10 being like the highest motivation, where do you think you are?
Right now? 10, because I'm exercising.
Okay.
I want to see my little granddaughter graduate. I have many grandchildren.
Okay.
But that side of the family, my first son, he doesn't exist to me.
Uh-oh. But your grandchildren do?
No, they don't exist to me either. They're a part of him.
I see.
Uh-huh. They have the same ways, same hatred, same. One of them, when I called the house, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, what does that tell you? I don't want to have anything to do with them.
Yeah.
None of them.
Okay. So, who are the grandkids that you like to see?
My granddaughter.
Okay. And where is she from? Your daughter? Mm-hmm. Okay.
And my son, this one wants to have children, but
okay, so tell me why you're motivated at a level of a 10. So your grandchildren, your granddaughter, essentially, you want to see her graduate from high school and
oh yeah,
everything.
She's magnificent. She's the greatest thing in the conference.
That's awesome. You can just put your trash up here. I'll get it. What else? What else is motivating you to get better? You do.
Again, I was in the military. And I love climbing, but in that process, I fell. I landed here.
Oh.
On a rock this big. Mm-hmm. They stood me up. When they got tired, they said, well, son, there's really nothing wrong with you. You just can't move your legs. We're going to do one last thing. And the doctor was in there. He just lifted me up, stood me up on that. I wasn't like on a gurney. Stood me up. All I heard is and you're like, my legs, and boy are they in pain. But I stood up. Within the hour, I was able to move my feet.
Oh good.
Within time, I'm here like, oh crap, it hurts, but I don't care. I'm running.
Yeah.
And I ran and I passed.
Oh good.
Except my ankle gave way again. But they gave me an honorable. They let me keep going. I went to basic in AIT.
Wow.
I love walking. I love running if I could ever run again.
Okay.
I would love to climb a mountain again.
All right. What else are you living for?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Me. If my my husband doesn't have a tendency to say, I'll stay home, please do this. And right now, I said, okay. But when he goes to sleep, I go to the track.
Oh, okay.
He sleeps, I go track.
Good for you. Okay. Also, you're taking care of your son. He depends on you, right?
Oh, very much.
And that's important for you?
I think I've done too much.
Oh, I see. You feel like you're enabling him?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, but it would be better though that you're here,
yes,
and functioning.
Yes.
Okay. Other things people tell me as to why they're motivated, they say things that are important to them, like they want to have a good quality of life, right? Because right now you're already having some complications with diabetes, like possible neuropathy, and you're having a weight gain. And as that continues to progress, you know, you're at risk for amputations and kidney failure and blindness and all that stuff. So is it important to you to not go down there or at least reduce your risk for all of those complications?
Yes. My eyesight, I went and got some contacts because I thought, do you see this?
Mm-hmm, I do see that.
Well, I was tired. I was fed up with it, so I got contacts.
Mm-hmm.
They worked great for a little while. They were fantastic. I was putting them in. Didn't have to have you, didn't have to have these. I was happy. But you can't use these when you wear contacts either. So I was getting the full blast of my near sinusness, but I was still happy. I didn't have to wear this. I had to take, no matter which way you go, you still have to take those.
Okay.
But I was able to wear just contacts and have these, and I was pretty happy. I was able to drive at night. I was able to drive during the day to see far away, because 13 or 11 miles is very far to go to Texas. Yeah, taking my son, his wheelchair, and my husband. I don't stay at my mother's. I stay at my mother's for maybe 2-3 hours.
Wow.
And then I go right smack to go see my father-in-law.
Oh.
Yeah, he's on his way of dying.
Uh-huh.
He's a hard-headed man. Well, on the way home, I go stop and see my mom for another hour because here comes my grandchildren. Here comes my son. And he acts like my old friend. they think they're, I don't know what to say. He's God. And God only up there, God not down here.
Right.
So technically, that'll end eventually. My mom will die eventually, mm-hmm. which I don't want her to die, but she can't use her money anymore. She can't use her car anymore. He's making sure every check goes into the account. He's paying for everything because he wants all that money. Mm-hmm. He wants the house. He wants the car. He wants everything. She's got, my dad, before he died, he sold a property. So now there's only two properties.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he wants. So he can have it. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
I want my mom. I tried bringing her with me. Didn't work.
No.
It didn't work.
All right. So is your vision better?
No.
Okay. It's getting worse.
Well, this part, I have gone up to dark.
Mm-hmm.
I've already got as far as I can go up that.
Okay. So you got to stop that progression. All right, so let me tell you this. So in my experience, people who say they're motivated at a 10, they're not really motivated at a 10.
I say I'm at an 8.
Okay, so thank you. All right, so you're at 8. Why are you an 8 and not a 10?
Because there's so many obstacles in my way.
Okay, let's talk about those.
My obstacle, well, I already got angry with my husband. He's going to have to walk when he can with me. If he can't, well, that's fine. I'm still going.
Mm-hmm.
That was my first obstacle. I won that battle.
Mm-hmm.
Food? I have not yet won that battle.
Okay.
I've got my salads in. I got him cooking better.
Uh-huh.
Grilling. Not so much barbecue sauce, but I love barbecue sauce.
About this. How are we going to incorporate a diet for you? How are we going to make that work? Because I can't take you as a patient if I don't think you can implement and get good results, because it's not fun for me and it's a waste of time and money for you.
Well, no, it's not a waste of money, time, money, effort. I don't have any. I don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I don't have any money. What I have left from my job is what I want to do with it.
Okay.
And I want to spend it on you. I spend it on you. It's better than... It's really for myself because it's,
right.
I have to buy all this food and stuff. Yeah, I will take it. I will do it. And I will still continue doing what I'm doing.
Okay.
No one's going to stop me.
All right.
Not even you.
Okay. Good. Well, that's good to hear. So you have an obstacle of food, but also what I find is that sometimes when you don't know what to do, because I've actually been in your situation before, I was 50 pounds heavier than I am now, and at one point I was like, I just don't know what to do. Like, I just need somebody to tell me what to do, because there's a lot of confusion, right? Like, okay, I'm going to try vegan. Let's see if... Is that right for me? I don't know. Should I be doing that? I don't know. But I'm going to see if I can try it, and I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but I'm going to try it.
No, I don't.
Right? So it's difficult, and there's no, like, diabetic diet. There's a lot of advice out there, but how do you know exactly what you need, right? Because there's not one diabetic diet, or else, you know, it wouldn't be such a tricky challenge to get people to health and to reverse this disease process. So we have to customize... Is there a fly in here?
No, it's a bird.
We have to customize a diet for you, but what I found, even with myself, if you have clear guidelines and lots of suggestions and lots of help, it's easier to implement.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I've been looking for.
Yeah. If once you get a lot of guidance and, like, specific things, mm-hmm. then it's easier.
Okay. Because I'm tired of... My husband has begged for chicken.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to buy it. I'll go buy some chicken. I'll cook it in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, that's not what I asked, Sandra. I know what you asked for. You asked for chicken. I said, no, Sandra, that's not what I asked for. So I told you, I'm not cooking any more chicken fried steak. You get here, you make it. I was a cook.
Yeah.
I don't want to cook anymore.
All right. Well, if you're the cook, then you're just going to have to cook what you can eat. And he can eat it or not eat it. I mean, that's just how it has to go. That's what I do in my house, too. I'm like, oh, you don't like it? Find something else, because I have one meal here.
Yeah.
One meal at a time. And that's if you right. have a complaint, then mm-hmm. you make it yourself.
Because my son goes to I take him grocery shopping. Mm-hmm. He buys all these Hot Pockets.
Oh.
All these things that he wants. I can't stand them.
Yeah.
So what I do, he can make his own. Mm-hmm. He knows how to get up to the microwave.
Good.
He locks my oven, climbs it, sticks it up, then pops back down.
What kind of disability does he have?
He's got cerebral palsy.
Okay. Okay.
But he can't stand.
Okay.
See what makes him, forces him to do things he wants to do? I force him.
Good for you. Okay, so the obstacle of food, and maybe your husband a little bit, any other major obstacles that you can see?
We love to go out to eat.
Okay.
Help me on that part.
I can help you on that part.
I like Poe's.
I don't think I've ever been there.
It's noodles. Oh. It's vegetation.
Oh.
Bunch of vegetation. They got like bean sprouts.
Okay.
Lime.
Yeah, lime and beans.
I don't know what this other green stuff is. It doesn't smell good.
There's almost always, there are choices that you can make when you go out to eat that are fine for you. And I'm going to help you with that.
Oh.
Okay? All right. So we can overcome that obstacle. So would you say that your health is your number one priority at this point?
I want to go up on a mountain.
Okay. That's exciting. I would love that for you.
I would love, but I don't want to be halfway up the mountain and have somebody carry me.
No, we don't want that. Okay. So when I look at your case clinically, I do think it's a challenge, but I also think it's not, I would say it's maybe medium on the challenge list, right? I honestly think you haven't had anybody do very thorough workups to understand all the things that are going on with you, and I think once we do that, it'll be pretty eye-opening to understand what you need to do, okay?
One day I'll bring my husband.
Okay.
One day.
Once, maybe if we start getting you better?
Yeah.
Okay. So let's talk about the things that you would have to do for me to take you as a patient.
Okay.
There's six things. Okay.
First one is money.
No, not the first one.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Well, I can't buy anything without...
I'm going to tell you that, but we got to get through all of them first, like logistics.
Okay.
So this will be a six-month program for you. And you'll be coming in 16 times over that time period. So in the beginning, it starts out once a week because you need a lot more guidance. And we're going to be going over test results and really customizing your care. And the dietary guidelines and the guidance with that is really important. Then it goes down to every other week, and then it goes down to once a month. Okay, can you do that?
Just tell me first the price.
Well, price doesn't matter.
I can put it to one side while you're telling me this.
You can put it to one side. All right. Well, we can talk about the price. So the price for you, for all of your visits, for all of the nutritional supplements, the dietary guidelines, and all of your testing is going to be about $9,000. So there's a couple of different ways you can pay for that. You can pay for it up front if you want, and you'll save about $500, or you can make monthly payments. So which option works best for you?
$9,000—that's an option. That's a hell of an option. Okay.
So if you wanted to do monthly payments, we can spread it out over time. And the lease.
Does the insurance even take any of it?
No. We are not in network with Cigna, and so you don't have out of network benefits with Cigna. So insurance isn't going to cover it. We can't, if you want to pay for it up front, you can, or we can do monthly payments. And those monthly
payments?
I can get the monthly payments down to about $250 a month. Now that goes beyond the 6 months, but at least it allows you to spread it out over time so that you can get the right payment plan.
Okay. That means I'd have to go back to work. What, like I told you, what I make right now, if you really want to know, I make $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
How much did they say? $1,200 to $1,300.
Okay. All right.
I have never really, really noticed what I really pay and what I don't pay.
Mm-hmm.
But I always end up at the end of the week. I don't want to end up at the end of the month. At the end of the week, I'm left before the next paycheck, $200.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because I don't know if I need gas. I don't know if I'm going to have an emergency.
Right.
I don't, you know. Out of $300 a month, I mean a week, I have managed to still keep a household because my husband has had to take my son off his insurance. He's no longer getting the money that he needs to pay for the bills of the house.
Are you paying for all of the bills of the house?
Some.
Okay.
Not all of them. We have too many credit cards for starts. That's why we got ourselves into debt. But if you said 200 and something a month, I'm gonna go look for another job.
Okay.
To able, because I do not want, I think I'm too young to die.
I think you are too. And I think, you know, it would be, you said, like if you found a part-time job for those morning hours when your son is sleeping,
mm-hmm.
it probably would do good for your soul.
Yes, it'll leave me away from the food. But I don't want to work at a restaurant because mm-hmm. I know they're bad for me. Because
mm-hmm.
all they got is bad food.
Right.
But I used to work at Metro PCS for 7.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a manager for a little while. But I'm going to go check on it, and the answer is yes.
Okay.
I will find out. 260, did you say 250?
It's around about 250.
250?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I would have to, you would have to start me this next following week.
Okay.
Because right now I have two. I don't have 250.
Mm-hmm.
And the bills are coming up, so.
All right, why don't we do this? The two, how's your credit? Is it okay?
A 7.
Okay.
7.
So why don't we do this? Let's see if, because we use a third party to help you finance that out.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get you approved for that. Okay? Mm-hmm. I won't put it through yet, right? You won't get your first bill for 30 days anyway, but I won't put it through until we see you next week.
Okay.
Okay? I just want to make sure you get approved. And then once you're approved, then everything's moving forward.
Okay.
Okay?
Well, the only thing is, I've stopped paying my husband's hospital bills.
Okay.
We had over a
$1,500
because of his surgery, his heart surgery, all the medications.
Uh-huh.
He saw about 5 or 6 doctors. I've paid only 7 of those doctors.
Okay.
There's 2 that are remaining.
Okay, is your name on those bills, or just
no,
his?
No, just his.
Okay, it's going to be fine.
It's just his, but I'm the one that's, I finally paid a good hell of a portion, but I can't pay these others, they're killing me.
Well, the cool thing is, if you get a part-time job, then maybe you'll be able to make a dent in that too, and then have extra money once that's gone, because you'll make way more than that, you know.
Mm-hmm. And well, see, I used to drive. I'm a driver.
Interesting.
I work for MD.
Uh-huh.
And they told me not to say that word. I'm an evaluator. I drive Mercedes Benz.
Mm-hmm.
And I dressed up to see how they're
managing
the elevation of the of here.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what I used to do.
Oh, that's kind
of
cool.
Right now they have no cars. They still have me on their job list.
Uh-huh.
They said they want me back, but they have no cars.
Okay.
None of the 3 companies that are here have no cars. So I'm just patiently waiting for them to call me.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be wonderful if they could call me. I made $11 on it hour, and I used to work 10 hours.
Oh, wow.
And then it went down to 8 hours.
Oh, yeah.
7.5 hours. But it's better 7.5 than you get into right for 10 hours. Mm-hmm. But if they ever call, I'll do it. But I already called her. She said, I just don't have no cars. I only have the big trailers. Mm. I said, you want to get your CDL? I said, no. I can just see myself climbing up the damn things.
The other thing you could do that I've seen people do, you may be open to this or not, but driving for Uber or Lyft.
What's Lyft? Uber's got too many people after their butts.
No, or Lyft is another car like Uber.
But they won't hire you if you're a diabetic.
They won't?
No.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's the only thing.
Yeah.
I don't know about Uber, because you're driving your own vehicle.
Mm-hmm. So you are for Lyft also. And Lyft, you can do tips. Uber, they don't do tips for drivers, but Lyft, L-Y-F-T, it's like Uber's competition, and they are more driver-friendly to their employees.
Really?
You should check into that. Yeah. I've had several people come in and say, hey, I just need it. I can work when I want. If I need money, I can work. If I don't need money, I don't work. So they can just kind of on their own time, on their own schedule. And
wow, Lyft, L-I-F-T.
L-Y-F-T.
L-Y-F-T.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So check out Lyft and Uber, and you're driving your own car. So I don't know what that has to do with diabetes or whatever, but you should check into it.
I have to get myself another car. I do not live. My vehicle that I'm driving right now, yeah, is for my son. I bought it for him because of his handicap.
Uh-huh.
It's a van.
Oh, okay.
And I gave my husband my truck.
Well, all right, go find another job, and then maybe that might be an option later.
Yeah, okay. That would be, because my Mustang is not a good Uber vehicle. No.
Okay, so after the visits, you can do the visits, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's talk about the testing. So the testing, you'll have blood, saliva, urine, and stool testing.
Okay.
Okay, any problems doing any of that? It's easy. I'm going to give you the saliva test. I'm going to give you the stool test. Like, you're going to get them in little boxes, like a kit, a test kit. You're going to take it home, collect the samples, and then send the kit to the lab. They're in Washington, and then they'll send me the test results.
Oh, I just send them back?
Yeah, and then I'll send you to a local lab here.
How do you do saliva?
You spit in these little vials.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly?
Yeah, it's pretty cool, the tests we get back. I can see all of your hormones. I can see your cortisol graph, like, all throughout the day. It's pretty cool.
Really?
Yep. It tests me. It tests food sensitivities for me. It tells me how your immune system is doing. I can see all your sex hormones, estrogen, testosterone, progesterone.
That's probably not in there.
We'll see. There better be some in there. And if there's not enough, then
I have only one ovary left.
That's okay. Your adrenal glands are supposed to help produce some of those sex hormones when you go through menopause. It's a good thing that you have an ovary left, so that's good.
Yeah.
Which side is your ovary on? That one? Okay. All right. So, any problem taking nutritional supplements or doing things naturally?
I don't mind, but I do have, I've noticed that if I take a pill form,
mm-hmm,
the little powdery pill form,
mm-hmm,
yeah, well,
get stuck. We're going to have to work on that. I have some that are liquids, mm-hmm, which go down easy, and I have some that are in like a shake form, which go down easy. And I have some that are lotions that go on the skin easy. And then I do have some capsules, so we'll have to work with those. Some of them you can open it up and put it in your shake. But hopefully this is a thyroid issue and we can help get that.
This part has gotten swollen. If you ever notice,
I can see it's a little bigger. So we'll have to evaluate all of that.
I never thought of that for me. Nobody's ever said anything.
Well, you have very classic symptoms of thyroid, so
the throwing up.
I would be shocked if you didn't, if your thyroid was functioning. Not just the throwing up, but like heat and cold intolerance, the fact that you can't manage your blood sugar. Constipation, fatigue, all of those are classic thyroid symptoms.
Hmm. And they've never given me
weight loss,
any for it.
Difficulty losing weight. They've never checked you. So we have to just check it out and see if that is possibly
an
issue.
And also make them very frightened of me.
You do? Why?
If I don't like something that they're doing and something that they're... If... And it's hurting me to an extent, like my back, mm-hmm. my spasm. Excuse me. My spasms and everything. They want me to go to the emergency. Like, hell, like, go during the day and I can go over there. They didn't want to see me.
Really?
And I told them, I'm going to sue your asses. I said, I want you to see me. Take blood work, do what you got to do to see why am I spasming. And then they finally realized that the medication they were giving me, they said, you don't have to take it anymore. Only that one
HCT.
They cut that one in half. You need something to help your kidney.
Okay.
Okay, but that sucker's getting smaller and smaller.
Yeah. All right, so diet. So I don't know exactly what your diet is going to be, but mostly protein. So I'm going to put protein in. I'm not going to have you go vegan. Protein, and I'll do a food sensitivity panel so that we can see exactly what proteins help you. Lots of vegetables.
Okay.
And some fruit, maybe. I'll just have to see which fruits are okay for you.
Because my husband, he's got watermelon, cantaloupe. I love strawberries.
Strawberries are okay usually.
And raspberries.
Good. The berries are typically low in sugar. So the food sensitivity test that I do, that will tell me if those bodies help you or not.
How are nuts?
Iffy. Some people can have them and others cannot have them. So we'll have to see. That test tests for all of that.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to be customizing a diet specifically for you. Okay, and it depends on what those tests come back as. And do you think you could do that?
Yes,
I think there's going to be lots of options. And I follow like a very strict diet as well, and I've been doing this for a very long time. And you get a book that I created with tons of recipes in it, and you get lots of resources to help you so that you don't feel like you're deprived.
How about avocados?
Mostly avocados are amazing, and I would love for you to have like half of one a day as long as you're not sensitive to it.
No, I have half because he eats the other half.
Yeah, avocados are amazing for your brain.
Okay.
All right, so the other one is I need to check your blood sugar. Need you to check your blood sugar morning and night. How often are you checking your blood sugar?
Only when I feel weird.
Okay, so I want you to check it fasting, and then before you go to bed, and I need you to log that for me, like write those down.
This morning, before I gave myself a shot, it was 205.
Okay.
I think I forgot my shot last night. You heard him? I think I did, because I'm never that high. I'm usually 143.
Okay.
And I'm 205.
Okay. So any problem taking your blood sugar for me so that we can track your progress?
My daughter just brought me a whole batch of stuff.
Okay, so you have enough lancets and sticks and all that stuff, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
All right, good. Okay.
Morning at night.
Morning and night.
Before I take my insulin, or before I eat.
Morning before you eat. At night, just before you go to bed.
Okay.
Okay? All right, so I am excited to take you as a patient. I think you're going to do amazing. I think there's no reason that you can't achieve these goals.
Okay, and like I said, one day I'll bring my husband.
Yeah, and one day I better meet that man. He's going to come in here mad at me because I made you change everything. So don't leave yet. So what's going to happen is I'm going to have Amanda come in here, and she's going to walk you through and just make sure that you get approved for the financing. Mm-hmm. And I'll also go ahead and give you your test kits and your blood work and all your diagnostic stuff. And then you can call me next week and let us know that, you know, that you got a job and we're all good.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
I'm going to try it Metro, though.
Okay. All right. Amanda will be in shortly. And welcome to the practice. I'm really excited to help you.
Thank you.
Let's turn that away.
I'm determined to keep it, ain't I?
Okay, you just hang tight here. Do you need anything else to eat or drink?
No, matter of fact, it's too sweet.
It's a little sweet, but it'll get your blood sugar up so you don't pass out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, hang tight. are you breathing? Okay, this is the deal. 16 visits.
Okay.
Everything else is the same. She needs to go find a job.
Okay.
But it's just, she's gonna, we're gonna see if she qualifies.
Okay.
Get her qualified. Give her all of her test kits. We're not gonna run the loan through today, but we will next week.
See if she qualifies?
Just get her approved.
Oh, okay.
Get her approved.
Okay, gotcha.
We're just not gonna, like, officially run the loan through.
Okay.
Why not? She's gotta go get a job.
Alright, so...
She has a place where she can go, and they're ready to hire her.
Okay.
She just needs to give us, like, the final
okay. And her credit seems to be...
She said her credit's in the 700.
Oh, perfect.
Wow.
Okay, so regular 16-visit plan, everything's the same. Run, enhance, get it through the pre-qual, don't actually select the loan, but just get it pre-qualified.
Yeah.
And then get her the testing and everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
I gotta print this real quick. Do I need to have you sign the action plan since you're a doctor doing the
sure.
reports?
Yeah. Okay.